This is Tom Roy with a WGXC News update. Go to the WGXC Newsroom at WGXC.org for more information about anything you hear here. Diane Valden reports in the Columbia paper that Columbia County is, quote, 2 hours north of Manhattan and it has worse broadband than the most rural farm in Kansas, unquote, Gallatin Town Supervisor John C. Riley said. Riley also heads the Columbia County Board of Supervisors Broadband Subcommittee and spoke at the Rojan Valley Broadband Forum at the Copaic Town Hall February 24th. Riley said the state is currently in the third phase of broadband funding, giving private companies public money so they can hook up citizens with the internet. Riley was not optimistic at the forum. Quote, we've called every provider, unquote, to invite them to come to this forum, but, quote, they don't come, unquote, he said. Quote, they will not talk if they don't have to talk. They fear the competition. They are worried their competitor will get their paraphernalia up before them. They leave it up to you to contact them directly, unquote. But, he says, $75 million is going to Columbia County Internet providers, paying them 95 cents on the dollar to install fiber. Quote, they would never go there otherwise, unquote, he said. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. William J. Kemble reports in the Daily Freeman that the town of Hurley has a contract with Spectrum for cable television and internet service that dates back to 1959 and lasts forever. Quote, the original franchise agreement that was made in 1959 and then renewed in 1974 says that the contract is in perpetuity, which means forever, and means if we don't sign a contract or they don't give us a contract, the old contract continues no matter what, unquote, Councilman Michael Baum said. The story does not explain what the town contracted with Time Warner, Spectrum's old name, back in the age before cable television and the internet. The contract that lasts forever also does not include expanding service to any new areas in the Ulster County town. Quote, it's a challenge because, literally speaking, Time Warner Cable Spectrum, they don't care. They don't give an expletive about what we say. So far, we've had one meeting with them, and the meeting wound up where we asked for this, 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 and this, and their response was no, 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 and no, unquote, he said. Town officials plan to ask the State Public Service Commission to help. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. New York State's Department of Health reported this week that for the second consecutive week, the number of flu cases in the state decreased. Flu season may be fading, as there was a 53% decrease in confirmed flu cases last week and a 41% decrease in flu-related hospitalizations in New York. Quote, while these numbers are encouraging, I continue to urge anyone who hasn't yet been vaccinated to get vaccinated to protect yourself and your loved ones, unquote, New York State Department of Health Commissioner Dr. Howard Zucker said. I'm Tom Rowe reporting for WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre.